day, 7 days a week, and listen to classic episodes of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Listen Now button.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today's an important show because today is Valentine's Day, a day that I never thought I'd be celebrating, but yet I am, because love is in the air for some of us, but not all of us. And that's why during the first hour, we're going to be talking to the Superhuman Radio resident therapist, Dr. Judy Kuryansky, about what to do if you're dateless and desperate on Valentine's Day. Don't forget, she knows about this sort of stuff because she authored the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating. And if you don't have a date tonight, it's probably because you didn't buy her book and read it. Later in the show, we're going to be talking to the naughty nutritionist, Kayla T. Daniel, about the food of love. Is there really a secret to eating certain foods and being more amorous? Yes, there is. I can tell you cornflakes is not one of them. Okay, so let's get started with the show. Welcome back, Dr. Judy.
What a pleasure. Yes.
And this is the day that you invented, right? You invented Valentine's Day, didn't you?
Yeah, right. You know, sometimes I've talked about how it should go away because
yes.
Too many people get depressed about Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So I'm very sympathetic to those people who are dateless and loveless on Valentine's Day and they want to pull the covers over their head, Carl.
Well, you know what? I don't think anyone on this planet is loveless. I think that we have to find love where we can, or get love where we can find it. And sometimes, you know, experiencing love is important. But to me, Valentine's Day is about a different kind of love. It's about a specific type of love. It's really romance. And I think that the thing that punctuates Valentine's Day is the presence of romance. People are being thoughtful. This morning I was at the grocery store and there was guys walking around with a dozen flowers and they were picking out cards and everybody, spends time today displaying their romance. We're like peacocks, aren't we?
Well, you know, when you say that, and I'm sure the listeners are hearing that too, and we say, oh, how wonderful. Isn't that great? The good news about Valentine's Day, Carl, really is what you described, that there are guys particularly who go out and be romantic. That's what women have been beating their chests for so long. So that's a good thing if it makes it a day where you're supposed to and allowed to and given permission to do that, then great. We just have to keep it in perspective. And the message to those guys who are going out and doing all of that is pick another day to do it during the year, too.
Yes. Then that's the problem I do have with Valentine's Day. And that's the day, that problem I have with lots of days that are in honor of certain virtues.
Right.
That we only take advantage of displaying that virtue that day. And I think that Valentine's Day is really, really good for the people who make a lot of days in their relationship Valentine's Day. And this one just is it just kind of becomes the pinnacle of it. But you really have to practice these types of techniques year round, don't you?
Exactly. And there are obviously so many already identifiable anniversaries that we have from whatever your anniversary is of your particular time. But, you know, it's very funny. I know a couple where the guy is constantly making an anniversary out of his relationship. So they'll show up for dinner with friends, and he'll say, oh, well, it's our 11-year, 6 months, and 3-day anniversary.
Yeah.
So I think that's a perfect example of what you're saying. Of course, you can't go overboard about it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you can take anything to an extreme if you're not
right, which he does, I think.
Well, because then it loses its meaning if it becomes overdone, then it's almost a slap in the face of what it's supposed to mean.
Yes, well, you're absolutely right. But making another time special, and actually what I have always counsel couples is to pick a surprise time. It doesn't have to be a calendar day. It could be something that you just say, well, it's today. And that way, it's an interesting principle because in psychological research, if you do something that's on an unexpected schedule as opposed to a fixed schedule or a rated schedule, then you get more goodies out of it.
Yeah.
You can hook people more onto it.
And I want to talk about the hook and the goodies in a minute, but I have some specific questions for you. But, okay, for the people who do have someone in their relationship, they're in a relationship already, which is really very few because there's some startling statistics out there about the number of people who are solo in this day and age. There's books being written about it, studies being done about it. There's a great phenomenon that's partially some people outliving their spouse and partially because of the rate of divorce today. Before we get into those people, which is going to be the crux of the show, for the people out there who have someone, what are some unique things that we can do to show our love that you know, aren't this forced festivities approach?
Well, one of the things is really to make an event or some kind of way of sharing this celebration where you're not really spending a lot of money, because that's what's really has become the clarion call, is how much on the flowers, how big are the flowers, how many dozens, how big is the chocolate box, how expensive is the dinner, and just do something that's unusual. You make dinner at home, or decorate the house in a different way, or put on some kind of sexy clothing. So you could do things like that. But the other thing that I really advise a lot of couples to do is to create your own card. I mean, of course you could go to Hallmark and buy, you know, a $4.95 card that even now they have music attached to them when you open it.
Right.
And that's fine too. But heartfelt messages are really much more important. People have stopped saying the things that are like, I love you, especially in these days of texting and shorthanding.
Right.
And so a lovely long message is wonderful.
You know, it's funny. I could not buy a card for Valentine's Day because I write poetry. And while I don't think my poetry is the type that I would be brazen enough to publish, but I do think that it conveys certain points that it's better for me to articulate than a card.
And so
I can't buy a card as a result of that for this particular purpose. I can buy cards for birthdays and stuff like that. I can get away with that one. But anyway, you know, and sometimes I think we men tend to be less communicative, and we are guilty of that. And that's why I think it is a great idea to just write down a stream of consciousness. And I'll tell you something else. Sometimes it's easier to write down that stream of consciousness and send it without needing to be in front of the person and seeing their response, because we're making ourselves vulnerable and we don't want to be standing there when they all of a sudden they laugh out loud and we didn't mean it to be funny. So this is one of those times where I think a text message or an email can give us that little buffer, like that little cloudy window between the priest and the confessional and us kneeling outside, where, you know, we're not sure who he is as we're conveying this message that makes us vulnerable.
Oh, that's fair. You always come up with great ideas. The key word there is vulnerable, because that's the idea in expressing what your heart is. People are afraid to be vulnerable, but I think it's wonderful. You write poetry, and the most important part of that is that it comes from your heart.
Yes.
And to not judge it and say, oh my goodness, is it publishable? Is it Byron ready? No, it's from your heart. Where do you think, you know, any kind of poetry ever started from anyway?
Right.
Starts from someone's expressing themselves, and you're so good at expressing yourself. So what a wonderful example for your listeners to just say, put pen to paper and see what comes out, and don't edit it.
Yes, and then send it, and don't worry about the response, because quite often, if this person really cares about you, they're going to take it in the spirit that it's meant, and they're going to realize that you took this huge leap in sending that, and it's going to be very, very meaningful, and it may inspire you to write even more so.
Exactly, so that's very true. The key in so many relationships is that we are so panicked about being judged, and judged as silly or inadequate or, you know, some negative. And that's why we don't express ourselves. So
yes.
What a great message, really, to take away that judgment and evaluation. Trust yourself and just say, know that what you have to say is what needs to be said, and you deserve to be respected for it.
I like that. I like that. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to start talking about the real crux of this, and that is the fact that 48% of America is single today. In the 1960s, it was just 29%. Overwhelming number of people who find themselves divorced or without a partner. For some reason, what's the old saying? Something at rest stays at rest. They stay single.
Yeah, right.
So let's talk about these people and what this day means to them. We're talking with Dr. Judy Kuryansky. She is the author of a fantastic book called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating. You can go to her website, which is drjudy.com, drjudy.com, to learn more about the book. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have some specially selected music in honor of today. We're talking about Valentine's Day and what it really means to be out there single today. We're talking with the official Superhuman Radio resident therapist, Dr. Judy Kuryansky. That's a beautiful song by Eric Clapton. Anyway, okay.
Yes, music,
yes,
is
good music.
Always the words of love. Not, and if you can't come up with your own, like we were talking about before, then certainly musical selections will do.
Yes. I'll tell you something else that I've always thought was, you know, most of us are running so fast all the time, and we don't have time to do this, and we don't have time to do that. But something that I've always thought is fun to do as a man for a woman is go out to a bookstore and pick up a book of classic love poems. And then, you know, pop a bottle of wine, a few candles, and sit there and read the poems. You know, you just scatter through, pick one here, pick one there, while your significant other sits there and listens to this. And so if you don't have the words in your repertoire to write it down, then use somebody who probably felt the way you feel right now, and use that as a platform to convey the way you feel.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, I mean, that works.
I love that suggestion. That's great.
Yeah. But now there's a lot of people out there, Dr. Judy, that find themselves flying solo today. And this day may just cast even greater pain in their heart because they don't feel like they have someone to share it with. What should someone like that do today?
Well, there's two things that I think are important. One is, spend time with friends. This does not have to be the definition of Valentine's Day as a sex partner.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I'm doing. My husband passed away. I've got a bunch of friends. One friend, who's actually a producer at ABC TV, sent around and she wrote single friends as an email. And then a lot of the girls responded. And that was it. Let's get together on Valentine's Day.
That's a
great
idea.
So it's a movie and going over to the Plaza Hotel.
Now, could men be...
let's go see the tourist.
Yeah, there you go.
And then go out.
Can men be invited to that party as well?
Why not? Of course.
Okay.
I mean, she didn't say... That's a very good idea. I'm going to tell her that she shouldn't have limited the gender. But indeed, that, you know, why not? It was really just for single people who don't have somebody. Let's get together, and that's what we're doing, and how wonderful. And if you don't have that and you want to be home, then that's okay. Then you could do two things. One is you could take yourself out to do something fun. Or, you know, I'm not against saying this, which is, I don't care about Valentine's Day. It's just another day for me. I'm just going to do what I normally do. And that's okay, too, as long as you don't do it from a resentful and depressed way.
Yeah. And that's a good point. What about people who find themselves, and I know somebody who's going to listen to this next statement is going to say, oh, come on, how could you like being miserable? But there are some people who've been alone and lonely, and they almost find it a safe haven, a familiar place that this day just allows them to stay home and wallow and do all the things that they feel bad about the next day, whether it's overeat, overdrink, and so on.
Well, that's the kind of indulgence. I have two minds about that. One is sometimes I have to say, from a psychological point of view, it's okay to go into your funk as long as you know you're going to get out of it. And if you want to rebel and you want to, you know, just do what we call an emotional release. And emotional releases are healthy. As long as it doesn't last and doesn't come from a really bad place where you're depressed and you do something really bad for yourself. So.
Right, right. So you say that go ahead and if that's what you've got to hold on to, then just go ahead and wallow in it for a while.
Yes, and, you know, get rid of all those toxic thoughts that you have.
Right.
And say them. Get them out of you instead of letting them fester in you.
Is this a bad day?
I know that's like a very non-traditional point, but...
No. You know what? I had a therapist...
It's safe to tell you anything.
Well, no. I had a therapist once tell me that if you find yourself melancholy and sad about a specific thing day in and day out for long periods of time, the best thing you can do is to go home and, like, especially if it's a person, a lost love, go home and have a funeral for that thought, wallow in your tears, cry, get it out of you, feel bad. And then at the end of the day, that's it. You're done. Now you move on. You paid the homage to that feeling and then move on. So I'm familiar with this concept, and it's very cathartic for people who can use it.
Oh, yes. That is a technique for sure, in terms of getting over lost loves. And this is a Valentine's Day is a good day to do that. Is, you know, you put the ex who hurt you on the witness, on the prosecution stand, and, you know, you really, like, let them have it, and you do all these techniques that help you to get over things.
Right. Right. What about this fact, that is unavoidable? Men and women are quite different. We're wired quite different. There's no doubt about it. No, even if men try very, very hard to be more sensitive to the way women think, we end up screwing it up quite often anyway. And men quite often see affection, love, and gifting in a way of sex. And women see sex as something different. They see it as a bonding opportunity and something very, very special and sacred in most cases. So men take women out on dates, and then men expect sex in return. Is this a mistake for men to feel this way? Are we just dogs, like all the songs suggest, or what?
This is the classic, he pays, she plays, you know,
right.
phenomenon. And really, the sad thing is that sometimes from a financial point of view, it still works that way, that whoever pays for something ends up really getting more of the goodies at the end of the night. So I think you have to be careful about that these days. And women need to be more on guard about being able to say no, and men not expecting that this particular night is going to end up into some kind of, you know, role in the bed.
Right.
You know, that's part of it too, that Valentine's Day is associated with sex and having to end in some kind of sex play. And it just takes a lot from people to really, you know, resist having to force that and say, I don't have to.
Yeah. So in your opinion, it's absolutely not part of the romance, let's put it that way. It may happen, it may not, but it shouldn't be expected, and it's not part of romance, period.
Well, you know, you have to gauge about how the relationship is going and how long you've been together, but certainly I've been quite an advocate for quite a while that you need not to be jumping into bed right away in the beginning. I mean, obviously, if you've been out for dating for a long time and you've already been sexual, then go all out. You know, make this a really blowout evening.
Right.
And do something special and different and make it, you know, an imprint in your relationship. But if it's early in that, don't feel like, oh, it's Valentine's Day. You know, we went out, we spent a lot of money. It's the night of lovers.
Right.
So let's do it.
Right. Is Valentine's Day a good day for a first date, Dr. Judy, or you think that's a mistake? It sends the wrong kind of message because there's this almost this unspoken emphasis that if I'm taking you out on Valentine's Day for our first date, then I really, really have a greater interest in you than just a casual date.
That's a great question. I would say go for it. You know, if you're really going to be sitting home alone, why not? You know, can just don't make it into such a big deal, but it could be the beginning of a lovely relationship that we had our first date on Valentine's Day is a nice mark. We call it a marker. So it's,
right.
I'd say, you know, don't put too many rules on that at all and do it.
Yeah, I would say I would absolutely agree with you with the only caveat being to the guys. Don't take her to see Jane Eyre or Pride and Prejudice on that date because then obviously there will be some unspoken conveyances of messages there that you may not want. To
wait, there's so many messages in Jane Eyre. And,
I know.
Which ones are you talking about?
Well, I just think those are two movies that when women, you know, they idealize love and courtship and also the notion of a soulmate. That through all thick and thin, through desirable and undesirable, I'm supposed to be with you. And while that may be the case for some people, I have a feeling that unless you've been through, you know, to the rodeo a few times, your radar could be a little off.
That's all. Yes, I agree with you. Yeah. Really, you're so smart.
I'm so smart. Thank you. You know what? You embarrass me with your compliments, Dr. No, you're so nice.
True.
To me.
You're so nice. You make it easy because it's true.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up the discussion with Dr. Judy about being desperate and dateless on Valentine's Day, this day that so much emphasis is placed on dating in general. Now, if you're ready to get out there in the dating world and you just seem not to be able to find your footing, there's a great book out there waiting for you to read. It's called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating, and it is authored by Dr. Judy Kuryansky. And you can get it by going to her website, drjudy.com, and then clicking the store. And who knows, maybe next Valentine's Day you will have a date. Get busy. We'll be right back. Carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, yeah. K Kayla T. Daniel. We'll be talking about the food of love. So you've got a date, and you want to make sure you eat the right foods, so that if the opportunity to be amorous arises, so do you. Right now we're talking with Dr. Judy Kuryansky about desperate and dateless on Valentine's Day. Dr. Judy, do you think that there are good places to go if you don't have a group of friends that are having a no-date for Valentine's Day group get-together at a fine restaurant so that they can enjoy each other's company and have a few laughs? Are there good places, good venues, good things to do if you are dateless on Valentine's Day where that you may have an opportunity of maybe meeting somebody that could be significant to you?
What a sweet thought to think of going somewhere where you might meet someone, where there might be other singles hanging out. That could certainly be at places like bars where people would go to drown their sorrows or to hang out with other people.
Right.
So that's certainly, you know, one place, a club, would be a spot to go. My other suggestion that I always say is to do something that you hadn't done before that was always on your wish list, on your bucket list.
Yeah, right.
And it doesn't have to be, by the way, in the evening. I mean, we still got a bunch of hours left. So you can always go out to a museum or an art gallery, or you can go to an early film, you know, and then make it an early experience so that you've changed your technique and your timing. A lot of times people get depressed when the same time rolls around and they're not doing something. So if you switch it up a little bit, then you can avoid some of the traditional feelings that you get.
I like the idea of a museum, going someplace cultural like that. and you have to assume if you're walking around the museum, say it's an early museum visit, you're planning on having dinner after, style your day this way. And so maybe if you meet someone interesting at the museum, you can have dinner with that person. And if you show up at the museum around 3 o'clock and plan to spend a couple hours walking around and you see someone of the opposite sex walking around also by themselves, you may want to admire the painting or the display that they're standing in front of and strike a conversation. And then maybe walk together to the next, without looking like a stalker, I mean. Walk
right.
Next to them, don't follow them.
That is actually the perfect way to meet somebody, you know, at events like that.
Right.
And I've detailed those kinds of things in The Idiot's Guide to Dating. That's the ideal thing to do, is that you go to, I mean, for example, in the art gallery, and you have to have a sixth sense about you, though, if someone is open to talk. So you first make a very, very short approach, like, oh, that's an interesting painting, and you wait to see how they respond, because
yes.
You really don't want to dive in and be embarrassed. So, and you can tell if they respond and they're open. You have to have your instincts up a little bit for how that response is.
Yes, and if the first thought that goes through your head is, I can tell by the way she's ignoring me that she's into me, that means your radar is off. chances
are trying is really worth it because that's an important message, I think, for your audience, that people are afraid to try. They just, you immediately imagine you're going to get a bad response. And you know what? We've all had those bad responses that
right.
make us feel silly, embarrassed, rejected. And you just, like anything else in life now, it's the old, got to use the old sales rule that you have to, you know, get a lot of no's before you can get some yeses and not take it so personally. And if you just do it casually, you don't then end up putting yourself so much on the line.
Right. Yeah. And that's when a good sense of humor comes in handy as well, obviously. So over 4 million people, it's estimated, will propose marriage today on Valentine's Day.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. I couldn't find a statistic, obviously, that speaks to how many of those marriages will actually stick. But I have to go by the current rate of divorce today, which is near 50%, that I have to say out of those 4 million, 2 million of them will end up in divorce by no fault of the fact that they proposed on Valentine's Day at all. But proposing on a specific day, then creates both an intrinsic and extrinsic pressure on the relationship sometimes, I think. What do you think about that?
Well, I do agree with that. That wouldn't make me recommend that people not do it because, you can't stop doing things because you're always afraid that it's not going to work out. The only way that, as a psychologist, I suggest people deal with that is to be prepared.
Yeah.
To know that, okay, you know, what if this doesn't work out, then I've kind of, put a stigma on Valentine's Day for the rest of my life, maybe. But don't stop making it special at all.
Really great point.
Go
yeah.
for it,
yeah,
because you can always have good even if a bad relationship turns sour, you can always remember some sweet things about it, and that's what I think we need to do. Not always dwell on all the misery that happened.
You know, that's a whole nother show that we could do. There's that phenomenon that I've always attributed to people who are more mature, being able to be civil, even in the face of a disastrous end of a relationship. I always look at the English with their refined dignity. You don't see them standing over the table waving their fists going, "You're not getting the summer home." You know, it's like, and I kind of feel like here in the United States, we tend to revert to our child when it comes to the end of a relationship. And in order to break from someone, we have to hate them. It's like, where does that come from? I don't understand it,
Oh, it comes from the hurt, and it's inevitable, and I don't minimize it. You know, we're very sensitive people, and the hurt really ends up running deep and running long.
Yeah.
And so we hold on to it and, don't let it go. That's really the lesson, is being able to learn to let it go and love again and use all those phrases.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We don't.
Dr. Judy, how do you feel about, and I have an opinion, but how do you feel about these people who propose on national television or on local television where it's always the guy hidden in the panda suit, in front of the children's classroom, and she's the teacher, and then he takes the panda suit off and he hands her the ring and he proposes, and they've got Channel 3 News taping it. Isn't that almost like an ambush tactic to the girl?
Well, I love it. I think it's kind of cool. You know, this is all part of trying to make it special. And the negative thing about it is that we think nowadays that if it happens on the media and publicly, then it really happened. And otherwise, it's not so important. That's the part that bothers me.
Ah.
But to try to make it special, lying on the beach and having the blimp go by with the message.
Right.
You know, people just always want to do something that, makes it special. And, weddings are public. So engagements and proposals can be too.
I just get the feeling that some of those girls feel like, oh my God, I'm on TV and I really care about this person, but I'm really not ready to get married. If I say no to him in front of the world, I'm going to destroy him. So I'm going to say yes, but after this is all over, I'm going to find a way out of this. I mean, I just can't help but think that those thoughts have to go through some modicum of the number of women who are proposed to in public venues today.
You're definitely thinking about the Bachelor and the Bachelorette reality shows on TV.
Except
for one that I remember doesn't never really work out, and that's part of it.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. Look, I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk just briefly more about this subject, but then I want to talk about your excursion to the batting cage. You talked about getting to the batting cage.
Oh, you did the best thing for me. Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that. All right, so we're going to talk to Dr. Judy when we come back. If you don't have a date already, there's a great book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating. It's got so many great suggestions in there. You know, sometimes you just need to push in the right direction, and this book can give it to you. Check it out. Go to drjudy.com. We'll be right back.
I wanna jump in my head, got a bum when I hit on the radio.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Woman. We've got some great shows planned for the rest of this week. Professor Philip Filimonov will be on tomorrow talking about a new peptide called Thymosin Beta 4. The thoroughbred racehorse industry has already embraced it with their horses. It could be the next big thing in sports supplementation and performance enhancement. And because it's a peptide, it falls into that gray area where groups seem to just ignore it, like the IOC and so on. Also, Friday, tune into Friday's live show when we have Uber lobbyist Jack Abramoff on the show. We're going to be talking about the types of lobbying that goes up on Capitol Hill that affects our food chain and the release of pharmaceutical drugs. It's going to be a great show. I love Jack. I do not blame Jack for his lifestyle because he just took advantage of something that already existed. I don't see anybody talking bad about the politicians on Capitol Hill who regularly take payoffs and lobbying money. But of course, they threw Jack Abramoff under the bus on that one, in my opinion. But okay, back to the subject at hand. We're not talking about bad things. We're talking about good things. We're talking about love. We're talking about love and romance today, and we're talking with Dr. Judy Kriansky, and her book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating, is a fantastic book if you are having trouble in that area. But more importantly, Dr. Judy actually went to the batting cage like she promised to do on the last show she was on, huh?
And you were the one who really made me do that. You, by witnessing, by supporting me, and I bless you, bless you, bless you. I will remember this forever. And it's funny, we're talking about like Valentine's Day is a big day that people remember. I will always remember that we talked about on your show making New Year's resolutions, and you asked me mine, and I said to practice my batting for being on the Friars Club softball team because I want to be better. And you said, okay, make a commitment then about it. And I said, when I would go, you made me say exactly the time and the date. and you then said, you better take a picture, which you reminded me of. I might not have remembered to do that. And you said, I'm posting it on Facebook. So all of that ended up in a very fulfilling experience for me.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I'm sure you're going to be back there now, because now that you started hitting, you probably have the bug now. You've been bitten, right?
I've been bitten. In fact, I was at the Friars Club the other day, and one of the guys on the team came over to me, and I said I was at the batting cage, and he said, I want to go, but I don't want to go by myself, so you have to come with me. So look what you created, and
good.
That is exactly what happens. You were the witness of it happening, which is what we talked about, and so I went and did it, and now it's burgeoning to someone else now being a buddy doing it, just like working out as a buddy would help. So you created a monster.
Thank you. And thank you for sharing that with our audience as well. The pictures on Facebook, and we had a lot of people when I posted it on Facebook saying, hey, Dr. Judy's going to be at the batting cage at 1 o'clock today, I think it was, or 1:30.
Right.
And people started liking it and go get him, Judy, and all that stuff. So it was really a lot of fun.
That
was good.
Sweet.
That was good. So
thank you to all your listeners. Thank you so much for all your wonderful support.
Thank you. So finally talking about, you know, back on this here subject, do you really feel good about these days, about Valentine's Day? Or are these just opportunities for companies to kind of get us to peel our wallet open to show how much we love somebody? Are these days really good? Do they do more good than harm, do you think, Dr. Judy?
Ultimately, I think they do. Honestly, Carl, I think they do more good than harm. Yes, there is definitely a marketability about it, and there's definitely ways that the economy is really being exploited, but it's also being boosted. You know, we're in tough times, and as long as people do things in moderation for what they can economically afford, then enjoy yourself, celebrate, and make it, if you can and want to, a day that's meaningful to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel the same way. You know what? We actually celebrated Valentine's Day on Saturday because I didn't want to have to go out midweek and stay out late and have dinner and all that sort of stuff. And so we did it. We did our thing on Saturday. We went shopping and bought some gifts. And then Saturday night, we had our dinner, and that was it for us. But in the meantime, this morning I woke up and I ran out and I got flowers and a gift card. Because I don't want to ever send a signal that I take her for granted, Elisa for granted. So I felt like, you know, it is Valentine's Day, even though we did that Saturday. I want to acknowledge the day. Anyway.
Oh, well, then you stretched it out, Carl. That's lovely. But wait a second. Where's the poem? How about, on the spot, a poem for all of us?
Oh, I'm not that good. I can't do it that quickly, quite frankly. But I definitely have a poem in me today sometime that I'm going to spit out, because, ironically, when I came back from the store, there was a card sitting on the table for me. So, Elisa obviously remembered as well. Oh, it was a beautiful card. It was actually a card that really meant a lot to me, because, and I could tell that she searched high and low to get this card because it speaks to some of my insecurities, and she did a great job with the card selection. So, I know that she probably read a lot of them in order to find that card. So,
oh,
meant a lot.
That's what's really lovely, too. Yeah. I know my mom does that. She spends ages, makes a point of saying, I had to find the perfect card. But why not? The perfect card that expresses exactly how you feel. So what touched your heart about it?
The fact that she, in the card and also with a little editing, she pointed out all of the things that she loves about me. And I'm happy to hear that. Because I think that we all have certain insecurities in relationships. You know, am I really satisfying this person in all of these different areas that are important to her? And when you get a card that speaks to that, you think, oh, okay, so I am doing the right thing. Just stay on course.
That was really important.
Sweet. Yeah.
Well, this is the principle of acknowledgement that at the bottom line, since we're towards the end of the show, that really Valentine's Day is all about, and that's important. And that is really the recognition to other people, and the witnessing, which is very similar to what you did for me with my going to the batting cage, of what is good and lovable about the person. We forget those things about ourselves, and
right.
We do need to be reminded, and this is a good day to do that.
Right, right. Absolutely. I think it is a good day. I was looking for a poem that I could read on the air.
Yeah.
Because I have them all, you know, in one place.
Right.
But
well,
I'm looking. Give me 1 second. There's one that I have in mind that I want to read. Okay, because it's a short and sweet one, but it says really the way I feel about her. It's called Pledge. Not to be confused with the furniture polish now. And it goes like this. It's very short. It goes, whatever you want, I'll long to give you. Whenever you need, I'll live to want for you. Mm-hmm. Whatever life breaks, I'll work to fix for you. When life brings you pain, I'll feel the hurt for you.
Wow.
Whenever you rest, I will watch over you. When your spirit roams, I'll stay and wait for you. When your heart needs hope, I'll only love for you. And all I will ask is that you want me to.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
And that's a shorter one. That's the only reason. I didn't want to bore everybody to death out there having to listen to one of my poems. But, yeah, that was one that I sent early on during the dating process, actually.
Whoa.
So there you go. Multifaceted.
Beautiful. I love it. All those things that you would do as long as the person wants it.
Yeah, as long as she just – that's all I ask is that she wants me to. That's all. And according to the card I got this morning, she does.
That's beautiful.
So I'm safe. Anyway, Dr. Judy, what about you? You said that you lost your husband. How long ago?
2007. It would be in July, 5 years.
Okay. And that's still pretty fresh for I imagine.
6 years, yeah.
Were you married for a long time?
Yes. But, you know, this is kind of accepting life, and which is what I've done. I mean, last night I was going through a number of our things, so that's interesting. I wonder if I chose pre-Valentine's Day to do that, which was interesting. But I'm looking forward, actually, to spending that time with my good friends. As I mentioned, we're going to see the tourists and then go out after. And so I feel like, okay, this is good.
Yeah.
I like my friends,
yeah.
And this is a good way for us to show caring for
each
other.
I agree 100%. You know, I come from a very, very long line of first-generation Italian-Americans, and I remember my grandmother on my mother's side. I'm sorry, two of my aunts, two of my mother's sisters were in mourning forever when their husbands passed, and that's a very, very traditional thing for certain cultures to not even remarry, because it's almost like a slap in the face of the meaning of the relationship just to move on and remarry.
Well, that part I don't, I have a lot of feelings about that. I mean, I have advised people otherwise, is, you know, to ask for permission symbolically from their spouse, and you don't have, I mean, obviously everybody can choose what they want. But
right, right. But that's a good, I like that one, kind of honoring the relationship by asking permission to move on from the spouse.
Right, and to say, I hope it's okay with you, and that doesn't sally the fact that I love you and pledged forever to be with you, and I still am.
Right, right. Do you think marriage vows have to be revamped, Dr. Judy, now that, you know, we see society doesn't take a lot of things with the gravity that they were originally intended? Have we outlived the usefulness of marriage, do you think? The actual institution of marriage, getting the license and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, my goodness, such a beautiful tradition should never be lost. It should be enhanced. All these pledges, if they were only made more seriously, then we'd be much better off. If we water them down, oh, my gosh, you know, it would be a disaster.
Which is really what has happened today. I mean, people don't take any of this sort of stuff seriously.
Right, and what a shame. That's really what's happened to the deterioration.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Judy, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Always
Same
wonderful
here.
To have you on the show. And
You're
I want to
remind
everybody to go to drjudy.com, drjudy.com, and click the store link and get your copy of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating. Obviously, if you're in a relationship, you may also want to pick up the other book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex, second edition as well.
Absolutely. Would be quite a thing to practice on Valentine's Day.
And all year long, actually. That's a really good
all
one.
Year long. Right?
Yeah, there you go. Dr. Judy, thanks so much for being on today.
Thank you, Carl.
And happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Okay. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Kayla T. Daniel on.
Hello.
And we're going to be talking about the food of love. Are there really foods that enhance your amorous side? We're going to find out. Stay tuned.
I gotta ask them, 'cause if I don't, it's popping. I don't know. It's popping. Let's go. What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know? Oh. My lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss be popping. I'm standing in my locker and all the boys keep stopping.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code
SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Some specially selected music in honor of Valentine's Day today. This is one of my favorite songs by The Cure. Okay. The food of love. Are there really foods that can enhance the amorous side? We definitely know from the invention of Kellogg's Corn Flakes that there are foods that can diminish the libido entirely. And today we're going to be talking about this topic with a guest who's been on the show before for a different reason, and that is Kayla T. Daniel, the Naughty Nutritionist. How you doing, Kayla?
Great, thank you.
Okay, so are there really foods that can enhance the amorous side?
Absolutely. And those are the real foods that Mother Nature gave us to provide for good health and fertility. And guess what? They're genuinely naughty foods because most of the dietitians and doctors think they're actually bad for us. And they're the things like fats, high-fat foods, foods high in fat and cholesterol, and including animal products, eggs, cream, butter, meat.
Yeah, let's start out with fat and cholesterol for a second. The antithesis of this notion was, what's his name, Henry Kellogg, the guy who started Kellogg's Corn Flakes. I had Sally Fallon on the show many, many years ago, and we talked about the cholesterol myth, and she explained to my audience how the fellow who started Kellogg's Corn Flakes started this process of eating these vegetable forms of foods because he knew that they lowered libido, and he believed that all illness was related to man's lust and desire for sex. And he figured if he could knock the libido out of you, that he could correct all the problems in the world. So we know that these foods lower the libido. Which fats are good for elevating the libido?
The fats that are good for the libido are the fats that Mother Nature gave us, those that we find in real foods, things like butter and cream and eggs and so forth. Saturated fats are good for us, and natural other kinds of fats, such as genuine olive oil, for example, the fats you'd find in an avocado, basically the fats that Mother Nature provided, say the fats you'd find in nuts for that matter. The problems are what Father Technology's done in terms of refined vegetable oils, margarine, shortening, etc., and those are disastrous for health in general and the libido in particular.
So let's talk about that for a second. Trans fats, which are still in our food, but thanks to the FDA's desire for doublespeak to allow their clients, the food manufacturers, to continue to put trans fats in the food. They just said, hey, just keep it under a gram and you can say zero trans fats, which isn't true. There are trans fats. Do trans fats have a negative effect on libido?
They certainly do because they can basically bollocks up every mechanism that works in the body. They affect hormone production. They affect the ability of the cell to work, to take in nutrition, and to get rid of toxins. And, you know, our body's made up of cells. And if trans fats are clogging up the cell membranes, those cells are not going to work well.
Okay. Now, talking about saturated fats just a little bit more, obviously, the media is just starting to. There's just like a little nudge. Like, let's say if the scale of 0 to 100, there's about a number 2 on the scale of discussion about saturated fat now that is not completely demonistic. But yet the message is still pretty bad about saturated fat. How does saturated fat lend itself to the production of cholesterol? Is that how it works in aiding libido?
Well, they go together. They work in tandem, the good saturated fats, as well as the other fats. I mean, we need a balance of saturated fats, monounsaturated and polyunsaturated. We need all of them. And the fact that saturated fat has gotten a bad reputation is not only unfair, but it's harmful to us. And something you said a little bit before, Carl, about we're getting trans fats in our food supply even when it says zero trans fats, that is so true because we find trans fats in things like soy oil and canola oil, and everybody's hawking canola oil as if it's healthy. But when they produce the canola oil, there's all sorts of processes that are involved when you're manufacturing vegetable oils and seed oils. And to keep those oils from being rancid and so forth, they're doing these processes called deodorization, for example, and part of that creates trans fats. Now, admittedly, not huge quantities of them, but they're there.
Okay. How much fat should we have in our diet if we are eating to increase libido, sex drive, and the amorous side of our condition?
I'm a big fan of eating a lot of fats, but I'm extremely fussy about the types of fats we're eating. And one of the safe rules having to do with that is if we're eating them in the way that Mother Nature provided them, for example, a ribeye steak with plenty of fat around it, that's fine.
From grass-fed, hormone-free, antibiotic-free beef.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
And I think it's very important to emphasize the quality of all of these products.
Right, right.
Both from the point of view of personal and planetary health and because I do care about animals too.
Right. And, okay, so when you say a lot, are you saying that like 30, 40% of your calories can come from fat if you are eating this type of a way?
Well, it will actually even go higher because, you know, each gram of fat has 9 calories compared to, say, you know, a lot fewer for the protein and carbohydrates.
Right.
But so when people are thinking something like the zone 30-30-30, what they're not getting is that that fat, because there's more calories, you know, the percentages are going to change. But the thing is, many people these days have trouble tolerating fat. You know, they've been low fat for so long that they can't digest fat.
Is that because the gallbladder starts to slow down in the production of bile?
That may be part of it, and there's other issues. The body is just not producing so much lipase, and, you know, the body hasn't been practicing doing it and loses the ability. You know, the old rule, use it or lose it.
Yeah. So are you a proponent of some sort of enzyme supplementation to ensure there is a greater absorption and utilization of the fats?
Many people need that to get that ability back and to help them digest their food, period. We're just seeing more and more people who are not able to digest food well. And there's a whole lot of reasons for that. Not being able to digest fat is a huge problem. And some people, when they initially start bringing fat into their diet again, just cannot tolerate very much. So we have to take them gradually, step by step.
So it will upregulate. If you start to gradually increase your fat intake slowly, say over the course of a few months, the process will then adapt?
Hopefully, but somebody who's been low fat for many, many years, it's not going to reverse overnight.
Okay, and in that case, they could use enzymes, obviously, to aid in the process. Do you think using enzymes would actually deter the body from adapting?
No, I think that provides a lot of relief to the pancreas and allows the pancreas to be busy producing metabolic enzymes and other things to help overall health. So I think digestive enzymes are very good for all of us.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We're talking this hour with Dr. Kayla T. Daniel, and you can find more about this subject at naughtynutritionist.com. Don't forget, she's also the author of the book that was the reason we had her on the first time, the whole soy story. And I want to talk more about soy briefly when we come back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Happy Valentine's Day. Here we go.
She grew up slow, like American honey.
Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
It's Valentine's Day here at Superhuman Radio. We're getting all mushy. One of my favorite songs by Lady Antebellum. My guest this hour, Dr. Kayla T. Daniel. You can learn more about her at naughtynutritionist.com. You wrote an entire book about soy. And we have to talk about soy briefly in this discussion because I have to believe that soy actually has a negative effect on libido, at least in men. Am I wrong?
That's absolutely correct. Soy was used in Zen monasteries to help the monks stay celibate. And the whole idea was that at some point they noticed that when the tofu consumption went up, the naughty behavior went down. So soy does have its uses for priests and for politicians with the zipper problem.
That's a good one. I like that. What about women? Since it does have some sort of estrogenic possible affinity to the estrogen receptor.
Yeah, absolutely. With men, soy's effect on the libido mostly has to do with the fact that it will lower the production of testosterone as well as the use of testosterone in the body. Now, women, of course, have some testosterone as well, and soy will affect that. But the over-estrogenization of women can certainly be a problem there. But the primary reason that soy affects the libido for women is probably because it has such a terrible effect on the thyroid. And we have an epidemic of thyroid disease in this country, and soy is very much related to hypothyroidism and autoimmune Hashimoto's disease, and those will certainly affect the libido, as well as weight gain, fatigue, lethargy, malaise, loss of libido.
What about, let's talk about spices just for a second. Are there any spices that seem to enhance the libido or even perhaps performance in general?
There are a whole lot of spices, like especially things like chili pepper spices and so forth that have a legendary reputation as aphrodisiacs. But the biggest effect on the libido is actually from foods containing fat and cholesterol, because we know from biochemical textbooks that they depict a cholesterol tree, and cholesterol is the roots, and then the hormones are coming up the trunk and into the branches. So, you have to have cholesterol at the roots to make all those hormones. So the real aphrodisiac foods are things like eggs. They're things like oysters. And, yes, there's herbs and spices and so forth, but I think the foundation is those high-fat, high-cholesterol traditional foods.
I was under the impression that the reason that oysters worked is because of their high zinc content, and zinc is a well-known aromatase inhibitor that then, by reducing estrogen levels in men, elevates free testosterone levels. Is it also the fact that there is a high degree of cholesterol in a lot of shellfish?
It's also the cholesterol, and yes, there's a lot of cholesterol in shellfish. But the whole zinc issue is really, really important, and the best sources of zinc, they're animal products.
Yeah, that's true.
People who eat a plant-based diet are very likely to become high in copper and low in zinc, and that ratio is very, very important.
In fact, that high copper level actually has a tendency to make people almost feel euphoric, which is one of the reasons that early adopters of the vegan lifestyle tended to feel, they would say that it gave them a great sense of well-being, when in fact the copper kind of makes the brain fuzzy, doesn't it?
It does, and a whole lot of vegans think that because they're getting spacey that they're starting to become enlightened.
Yes, nirvana. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's funny. That's very, very funny. All right, so spicy foods obviously they do stand up to the lore that they have the ability to affect libido?
Somewhat, but my feeling is we should not depend on miracle spices or miracle herbs, that the foundation is a food that's rich in saturated fats and other good fats as well as cholesterol.
Okay. What about certain proteins, other than the fact of their fat contribution, are there certain proteins that seem to have a greater effect on libido than others? I'm talking about animal proteins right now, obviously.
Well, of course, the ones with the biggest reputation would include things, like the lobster, the crab, the shrimp, and, of course, oysters are legendary. Casanova would have a couple dozen every morning, and he and his playmates would like to eat oysters in the bathtub, and they'd eat them off each other and so forth. Oysters, of course, are legendary. But we also have in many, many cultures there are other meats, including organ meats, and I say that both liver, but also the naughty bits from animals.
Yes, because don't forget, you know, they call them Rocky Mountain oysters, but also orchic, which is a supplement, desiccated bull's testicles, does have remnants of testosterone in it, but also seems to also contains some luteinizing hormone and has been known to raise testosterone levels in the men who take it, but it's hard to get in the United States today, the real McCoy, so to speak. Are these some of the naughty bits that you're talking about?
Yes, they are. But there's plenty of evidence that just eating a wide variety of different animal products will give us what we need to fuel the libido. Unfortunately, around the world, there's a booming black market in things like tiger penis and rhinoceros horn and some of those things, and there's no real good evidence that those are either going to help very much, and of course it's terrible for those species.
Really? You know, that's kind of sad. You know, the discussion about libido obviously is a little tongue-in-cheek for most people, but the reality is that libido is a direct indicator of your health. As a species, we have one job, and that is to procreate and then get off the earth. And libido is job one, is part of job one for the species. If you don't have a libido, quite often, there could be some nasty underlying reasons, because the body is designed not to procreate when it's sick. Or if it's not getting the right nutrition, because then it thinks there's a famine going on. Isn't that correct, Dr.
That's
Daniel?
Very much correct. It's very related to the overall physical and also mental health of any organism. And what we're getting besides low libido among people on plant-based diets and low-fat diets and high soy diets is a whole lot of people who are having mood disorders, who are depressed, who are having bipolar problems, who are anxious or having paranoia. And then they're on various drugs, and those drugs in turn create loss of libido, and so it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so really it can all be tracked back predominantly to diet, huh?
Very much. And let's look at the cholesterol issue. So many people now are on statin drugs, and one of the most prominent side effects of statins is loss of libido. So, you know, you push that cholesterol down artificially, and guess what happens? But the pharmaceutical industry loves that because then they can put the guys on Viagra.
Yeah, right, a PDE5 inhibitor of some sort. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got lots more questions. We're talking with Dr. Kayla T. Daniel. You can learn more about her by going to her website, naughtynutritionist.com. And also check out the book, The Whole Soy Story. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20%
20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get 2 of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking this hour with Dr. Kayla T. Daniel. She is the naughty nutritionist. And her dietary advice can help boost your libido. Are there any carbohydrates that can contribute to libido at all, Dr. Daniel?
Carbohydrates certainly have an important place in our diets. We need a good balance with fat and protein, of course. And the biggest problem most people are having health-wise these days is it's carbs, 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 and that's sugar, and that's creating a lot of health problems. But we certainly need... We need good quality vegetables, some fruits and so forth, and they contribute to overall health. But when people call things like a banana an aphrodisiac, it's more because of the suggestive shape than the fact that the banana is, has any sort of superpower.
Well, the truth of the matter is if you spike insulin, you also elevate angiotensin-converting enzyme. We understand this, and this is why so many people who have diabetes also suffer from a variety of vascular disorders. So increasing insulin will absolutely cause vasoconstriction, which is not good for erectile function. What would you say to that?
I would say that's very true, and one of the things I'm thinking of right now is you started off the show talking a bit about John Harvey Kellogg and how he was recommending a high-carb diet having to do with cereal. And we also have Sylvester Graham, who invented the graham cracker, and back when he invented it in the 19th century, that wasn't quite the high-sugar product we have now. It was something you could actually break your teeth with. But both he and Dr. Kellogg believe that we should be eating a lot of bran and a lot of cereal because it would stop the libido. They thought being a carnivore was evil, and of course carnal lust is associated with being a carnivore. And the interesting thing about John Harvey Kellogg is he was a married man, but guess how many times he had sex in his entire life?
How many children did he have?
Well, he had about 40, but they were all adopted.
Oh, well, I was going to say 40 times, but okay, that answers that question. I got to believe that he had one really bad experience, and that was it.
Well, it might have been none, because he was one of those kind of fun guys where if he couldn't do it, he didn't want anybody else to do it either. And it seems he had mumps as a child, and that might have made it impossible for him to have sex.
Why? Well, how does mumps affect you? Because I had mumps as a child.
It can affect the reproductive system and development. Fortunately, it doesn't always do so.
Okay. Yes, fortunately. Thank you, God.
Or, excuse me, actually, you're supposed to have mumps as a child, but if you get it as an adult.
Ah.
So that's the connection. He got it later on.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes perfect sense. So go ahead. So you were speaking about this diet of Kellogg's.
Right. I mean, their whole idea was that this kind of food could stop the libido. And that's why they recommended it. And they saw sex as the source of all evil and ill health and you name it. And what's really funny is that this sort of vegetarianism began as an attempt to make everybody celibate, but now the vegetarian groups promote themselves as being very hip and very sexy.
Yeah. Right, except none of them have any energy to have sex.
Well, we get a lot of stories about that. Absolutely.
Oh, I was jesting. Are you serious?
Oh yeah. You know, they declare officially that their libido's never been better, etc. And it's possible that, say, somebody starting with one of these kind of diets and going off a standard American diet may do better for a time, but it will catch up with them eventually.
What about alcohol? Does alcohol have any effect, pro or con, on libido, desire, and then obviously performance? Because these libido and desire are independent of being able to actually perform the act, right?
Right, and that's a very interesting question. I mean, we can joke about stiff drinks and all, but most people realize that a little bit might loosen you up, but more you lose both the desire and the ability, and especially the ability. Now, there's some evidence that wine can improve overall health, but the amount of it has to be extremely moderate.
Like a 4-ounce glass every day, and that's it.
Pretty much, yeah, because more than that, and there's potential problems, you know, everything from the sugar content and so forth. And in terms of beer, we all know that's high calorie, high carb, and we've all heard about beer belly.
Well, and alcohol does also present a disruptive effect on the thyroid, does it not?
Well, it does, and it forces the liver to work very hard to detoxify. Alcohol is traditional in many, many cultures, but it has to be moderated.
Okay. So alcohol, what about alcohol's ability to be a vasodilator? The way I pointed out that the insulin angiotensin-converting enzyme link can actually impair erectile function. Can alcohol in a very, very small amount help erectile function by being a vasodilator?
I think the evidence on that is really mixed, and it varies from person to person. I think it's something we really have to observe carefully with ourselves as to whether the loosening up effect is going to help the whole process, or whether there's an inhibitory effect at some point.
Are there any supplements out there that you recommend for people to either enhance libido or enhance performance?
We all hear about these supplements that are supposed to enhance nitric oxide production, and that, of course, is supposed to be a way to get your all-natural Viagra, etc. And some people are pushing arginine supplements, but the reality is they probably don't work all that well in people over 40 anyway.
Why is that?
Well, basically, it has to do with how the metabolic processes are just not proceeding smoothly at that point. But here's what I find really interesting, that in terms of supplements, we do need to make sure we're getting good omega-3s as well as DHA and EPA. And I'm a fan of cod liver oil, which contains vitamin A and D, as well as all the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s, et cetera. And a fan of plenty of good fats in the diet, etc., and the cholesterol as your foundation. But here's what may be a huge surprise, is that if we eat plenty of, say, good old-fashioned bacon that has been cured with salt and salt-curing methods and smoked for about a month or so.
Yeah, no nitrates, no nitrites.
Well, here's the catch. This is a really interesting thing. If the nitrites that go into the old-fashioned kind of product where there's sufficient curing time will be converted into nitric oxide.
Huh.
And we don't have to worry about them converting into carcinogenic nitrosamines or even staying as nitrites. But half of the so-called natural nitrite-free products in the stores now are made with celery salt full of nitrates, but they use a bacterial starter to make those nitrates turn pretty quickly into nitrites. So they're saying no nitrites, but they're deceptively producing it in a way that the nitrite production
So what kind of bacon should I be looking for? I buy my bacon at Trader Joe's right now, and I buy the nitrite-free, and it's also not cured. It's called uncured bacon.
So what we need to be looking for now is the old-fashioned artisanal kind, where the ingredients are not going to include celery salt, and it's not going to say nitrite-free. And ideally, it's been, say, apple-smoked or hickory-smoked for at least a few weeks. And that kind is probably what's supporting our health, whereas some of these other celery salt type of products, besides the fact that it may include high levels of nitrites, is the fact that with the bacteria and then not the curing, you've got a situation where food contamination is a very real issue.
Oh, okay. You know, that's interesting because I now that we're talking about it, you know, it makes perfect sense because if you're taking nitrates, say for angina, you are told to avoid PDE5 inhibitors or anything that raises nitric oxide because you can get a dangerously low drop in your blood pressure because nitrates have a vasodilatory effect. So these are the same nitrates that are in bacon, you're saying, right?
Well, yeah, nitrates are in everything. They're in the air, they're in the water, they're in our vegetables. We can't avoid nitrates. And then people worry about nitrites, and we produce nitrites in our saliva, in our whole digestive tract. They're pretty commonplace in the food supply and in our own bodies as well. The question is what's going to happen with them. If we're healthy people, those nitrites will convert into nitric oxide. They'll be rendered harmless, and it's no big deal. If we're sick, they convert into nitrosamines. Or if we're eating heavily processed products, some of the things that we're taught are healthy, things like soy protein isolate, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, and many of these other kinds of highly industrially processed foods, they come complete with nitrosamines ready-made. Scary stuff, and we're all being told we should be eating those.
That's really something, really, really something. Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more, just touching base on supplements, and then I want to get in a little deeper in some recommendations for nutrition, how long it takes to see these changes. We're talking with Dr. Kayla T. Daniel, and she is the Naughty Nutritionist, and you can visit her website, naughtynutritionist.com, to learn more. Also, check out the book, The Whole Soy Story. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
I get so lost sometimes. Days pass.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to
to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Kayla T. Daniel about food's effect on the libido. And we actually have a question, Dr. Daniel. As it relates to these bacon products, turkey bacon that says celery powder, not celery salt. Should we be suspect of that as well?
I would be suspicious of turkey bacon anyway. It takes a whole lot of chemicals and MSG and stuff to turn a turkey into a pig, basically.
Yeah, right.
But celery powder, celery salt, those things are being used to artificially, create this taste that's like a cure, but it's not going to be nitrate-free.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. All right, let's talk about a couple other things. So arginine is out. Are there any supplements that are worthy of attention for men and or women as it relates to both libido and functionality?
Well, certain herbs are really popular, and some of them have really great names. Horny goat weed.
Yeah.
And I'm not making this up. There's one called Bust His Britches.
Oh, that's funny. Really?
Isn't that great?
Yes, yes.
And, we've heard of things like, maca and so forth. There's a whole lot of different herbs that have a reputation for improving virility, overall health, et cetera. And there's a whole lot of things that do have to do with the libido. There's both, reproductive health, and then there's, feel-good health. If you're not feeling good, if you don't have good moods, that can affect your libido, of course. And then there's all sorts of things having to do with, say your nervous system, for example. And for that matter, there's, if you get healthy, you're not going to have as much body odor, for example. And so it goes. There's a whole lot of possibilities. So what I'm getting around to trying to say is that everybody's different. And we have to really look at the root causes as to why somebody's not healthy and why their libido is down from where it was before. There's almost certainly physical causes as well as possible emotional causes, lifestyle issues, psychological issues. And my feeling is those things are very important too, but I say let's get the physical foundation in place first, and then whatever therapy work somebody's going to be doing or relationship counseling or whatever is going to be that much more effective.
Okay, with that being said, let's face it. This is the United States of America. We want everything right now. So what you're saying is not going to work for a lot of people out there who are going, you know, the old adage, I've got to go to my 30-year reunion. I'm going to spend the next 5 weeks trying to lose all the weight I put on over the past 15 years. So how long does it take for the libido to return, virility to return, the ability to perform properly, for that to return once you get your nutrition straightened out?
It's going to depend. And I know that's not the answer people want to hear, but normally the problem doesn't develop overnight and the solution is not going to heal overnight either. People often will need time to get healthy. And when the body's trying to get healthy, the body in its wisdom is probably not going to put reproductive capacity as the A1 priority. But if people say want to perform and instant results, well, Viagra is there for them. It's just not going to help the overall health, and it's certainly not going to look at the root of the problem.
Well, okay, so let's talk about that for a second. There's a myriad of PDE5 inhibitors out there, including Viagra. You invoked the word, so let's talk about it. How do you feel personally, first of all, about these types of pharmaceutical agents if used not as a lifelong solution, but as a temporary crutch?
That's an interesting question. If people regarded them as a temporary crutch or something once in a while, probably not a big deal. But we really have to address the root causes and all the contributing factors, and that can be harder than to just, you know, swallow some drug. And
do you feel that these drugs carry any type of dangerous effects on people other than the fact that they could become dependent on them for a life instead of and avoiding the opportunity? Because obviously, if you have erectile dysfunction or if you're a woman and you have libido issues, there are things. This is like a barometer. Like we said before, there are things that you need to address about your health. The benefits are going to be far more than just getting your libido back. But do you think that using these types of products actually pose an intrinsic harm to the body? Could they alter the way the body produces nitric oxide forever and then never be able to not use them and so on and so forth?
I have not heard that they could affect the body's ability to make nitric oxide and produce a natural erection forever. I've not heard that, but I think every pharmaceutical drug that's out there has a long list of side effects and potential risks to it. And we've got a situation in the United States now where more than 50% of the people who are taking Viagra are not older people. A lot of them are college students.
Yeah.
They're men under 40.
Right.
And something is seriously wrong when we have a situation like this.
Yeah.
We've got a nation that's on mood-altering drugs. Something is terribly wrong there. And, a sobering, sad, news event. Whitney Houston died, and they found all sorts of Xanax and lorazepam and all sorts of other antidepressant drugs around her.
Right.
You know, alcohol and prescription drugs. This is a terrible, terrible problem we've got in this country. And the loss of libido is just one of many health problems, and it's part of an entire loss of health picture.
Yeah. No, I agree with you entirely. Libido is an important function. It's not just, something for a parlor trick or we look at sex like a recreational opportunity in this country, but what we forget is that if you are having problems with your libido, you have underlying problems that need to be addressed. What about those out there who would say to you, Dr. Daniel, that you're being reckless, suggesting that people increase their animal protein consumption, increase their saturated fat consumption? All of this research out there shows that this will lead to obesity. It will lead to cancers. It will lead to all sorts of diseases. Why would you do something like that, Dr. Daniel?
Besides traditional wisdom and common sense, which I think there's a lot to be said for,
yeah.
we have a substantial body of scientific evidence indicating that carbohydrates are the problem and fat and cholesterol, as naturally found in real foods, are not the problem. And one of the great blessings we've had in the last couple of years is Gary Taubes published the book, Good Calories, Bad Calories.
Yeah, he's been on the show about that, yeah.
And he lays out the science in a very sober and very thorough way. And that has been just wonderful for the rest of us because it's just good to have that kind of support all in place.
Yeah, but you know what? And then you have the antithesis of Gary Taubes, and that's the Wizard of Oz, as I fondly like to refer to him on the show, because just like the Wizard of Oz in the movie, when you look behind the curtain, you realize that he's not who he says he is. He can't do the things he says he can do, and he really doesn't have a brain. So you have even I had Gary on a second time right after his interview on the Dr. Oz show. And, you know, he very, very honestly pointed out that a lot of important stuff that he said was edited out and that the producers of the show came to him and said, now, you remember, this is just this is entertainment. This is not you squaring off with Dr. Oz. This is entertainment, which is sad because medicine and that message is not entertainment. It's serious. We have a looming problem in this country, and it's not terrorism. And it's not bailing out the banks it's fixing health care, and it's directly related to the soon to be 50% of our population that will be obese and on a myriad of drugs as a result of people like Dr. Oz pushing back and telling people stupid things like eat sugar beets because of their antioxidant value. So while we have Gary Taubes on one side, we have a lot more momentum on the other side pushing back and saying, oh, these people are nothing but zealots, and this is just one of those diet du jour. It'll go away. We're the ones with the science behind us.
Well, Gary did get on to the Dr. Oz show, and I think in a lot of ways that he was able to share an important message, even though Dr. Oz didn't agree with him. And Dr. Oz had me on talking about soy. And, of course, I didn't get to say everything I might have wanted to say about soy, but we got out a message that we all could agree on, namely that all these highly industrialized and processed soy products with soy protein isolate and hydrolyzed vegetable protein and MSG and spices and flavorings and all of that are harmful. And we all could agree on that. And Dr. Oz also had Jeffrey Smith on and Dr. Mercola, so even though they're disagreeing, their point of view and my point of view, we are starting to get heard.
Yeah, and that's important. And I think that we need better forums too, better platforms, I should say, where people are not. I'm not looking for people to be sympathetic to the message, but I'm like you. I have no letters after my name. I have no accreditation, so no one's going to threaten to take anything away from me. And I look at. Historically, I say, you know what, we're all looking at this, the most recent study. Nobody's looking back 200 years and going, wow, how did people back then not only survive but thrive into old age? Most of them very rarely ever saw a doctor. They didn't have health care. They didn't know what their cholesterol levels or their blood pressure was. They regularly kept a jar of fat on the back of the stove that they rendered from previous meals that they would use to cook over and over again. They ate high fat foods. They ate eggs. They did all the things that we're told we shouldn't do today. They were healthier. When is someone going to go, you know what? We don't need a scientific study. This was a scientific study. Science is just organized anecdotal evidence with endpoints. We can look back 200 years and we can see that something doesn't jive. No one is asking the right questions right now.
Yes, and we look into traditional diets and traditional aphrodisiacs, and what do we see? Things like oysters, things like caviar, things like eggs, fish roe, and these are all the aphrodisiac foods traditionally. Now, isn't that interesting?
Does garlic have any ability to improve libido?
Garlic has a bit of a reputation for that, as does onions and shallots and some of those things. And I think they certainly belong in a rich and varied diet. It's part of the picture.
The only problem with garlic is if you have a libido, you may not have anyone to enjoy it with because of garlic breath.
Right. You have to eat it with your prospective partner.
There you go.
You know, one or both.
There you go. Let's go ahead and plug your website again. The website is naughtynutritionist.com. This is Dr. Kayla T. Daniel. Interestingly enough, I just found out we're going to have Pete Kennedy on the show this week to talk about some raw milk issues and some emerging legislature. And I came to find out that Dr. Daniel is also on the board of directors of the Farm and Consumer Legal Defense Fund, right?
Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. And we're defending the rights of farmers all over this country to raise our food and to sell directly to us.
Yes, and you know what? And this is the answer to all of the problems with our food chain right now. And it's so obvious, but the problem is, as we will find out when we have Jack Abramoff on the show this Friday, that the lobbyists who represent the large agricultural concerns, the food producers, and the pharmaceutical industry are basically allowing politicians to sell us to the highest bidder. And so we are not getting a fair shake at all. This country has abandoned the notion that the people are the ones that are supposed to be represented on Capitol Hill. And we're going to talk more about that this Friday. We have Jack Abramoff coming on to talk and give us a peek behind the curtain of what it's like to be an Uber lobbyist in D.C. Dr. Daniel, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today. Also to wish you a happy Valentine's Day.
And a happy Valentine's Day to you.
Okay, take care. We'll have you back on soon.
Thank you.
All right, so there you have it. Another episode of Superhuman Radio completed. Hope that you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. We'll see you tomorrow with more, so tune in then.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. And do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.